Now, if you have found your place there at verse 6, chapter 4, again may I say today that we have now come to the deathbed testimony of Paul. And here Paul writes his own epitaph. And this is, I think, one of the great statements in the Word of God. So if you have found that place, 2 Timothy 4:6, I'll begin reading. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Now, this is a very rich passage of Scripture. One of the great passages of Scripture, by the way. And you have here this epitaph divided, I believe, into two sections. You have the first part of it, which is retrospect. He looks back now upon his earthly life, because this is right before he was executed, right before he died, and the Roman government put his head on a chopping block, and he was martyred. Now he looks back over his earthly life. That's the first part. And then there is the prospect. He looks forward to eternal life, his earthly life and eternal life, and it's separated by what we call death down here. Now, he doesn't deal with details or certain specific instances, but he sums up his life in three different ways here. He says, first of all, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, will you notice he says, therefore, that this life is a battle. I fought a good fight. Now, that means he's been a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And you remember back in chapter 2, he gave there what I've been pleased to call 7 salient symbols of saved sinners. That's a jawbreaker. But here, 7 different figures of speech are used. And one of them is, a child of God is a good soldier. Paul's been a good soldier. He's fought a good fight. He says, I finished my course. That is, life is not only a battle, life is a race. And he's been an athlete. And he mentions that. Now he says, I've kept the faith. That is, life is a trust. And he's been a steward. He has been a student of the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Now, Paul told Timothy he's to be that kind of a person. Now, when Paul reaches the end of his life, he can say something that he hadn't been able to say before. Before, he said he was keeping under his body. He was attempting to live the Christian life in such a way that he would not be disapproved. Now he can say at the end of his life, I fought a good fight. But now he prefaces all of this by saying, I am now ready to be offered. And if you would go into that execution room in Rome, it would be a bloody scene, and very candidly, it would be a sickening scene for you. To see him put his head on that chopping block, and that big, burly, brutal Roman soldier lift that tremendous blade above his head and then come down, and with one fell swoop, his head drops in a basket on one side, and his body falls limp and trembling on the other side. But Paul says, if that's all you saw, you really didn't see very much. First of all, that happened to be an altar. And what he's saying here is this, I'm ready to be offered. Now, he means that his life is poured out as a libation, a drink offering. Now, he's used that figure before back in Philippians at his first arrest. When he knew death could be before him, Why, at that time, he used that figure of speech, that he wanted his life to be poured out. Now he can say at the end of his life, my life has been poured out like a libation. Now that drink offering, no specific instructions given concerning it, but again and again you find it mentioned back in Leviticus, and it was wine that was taken, and when that sacrifice was put on the altar, why, it was red hot, you know, because that brazen altar, the fire underneath it, the fire of judgment, well, then the drink offering was poured on it. Well, you know exactly what would happen. It would go up in steam. It would just disappear like that. Now, Paul says, that's what my life has been. I've just poured out my life as a drink offering on the sacrifice of Christ. Nothing for me, but everything for him. This, I think, is one of the most wonderful figures of speech. And when I see today so many Christians that are trying to get their names put in marble or wood or something that they think will be permanent, and you find around in Christian organizations and places today, here's a room name for this man and a building name for that man and another name for that man. There's no building name for Paul. That is, he didn't go in for that. He says, my life is a drink offering poured out, and it's Christ is the one that's to be exalted and not Paul. This is tremendous, by the way. I'm ready to be offered. Now he says these three things that we've mentioned. Yeah, I fought a good fight. He's been a soldier. He's been a good soldier. And what he's saying here again is life is a battle. And there is a battle to be fought. There's a victory to be won. And I've been a soldier of my Savior. And that is a position that we should take. I think every Christian should be a defender of the Word of God. May not enter into the field of apologetics, but certainly we ought to stand for the great truth of the Word of God. Then he says here, I have finished my course. And here you have, it's a race. It's an athletic event. I've been an athlete. And you remember Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And he could make a statement, by the way, that you find in Hebrews. And, of course, there's always that question of whether Paul wrote Hebrews or not. When we get there shortly, why, I tell you right now, I'm going to take the position that he wrote Hebrews. And he says there, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And how are we to do that? Why, we're to run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, Paul says, I'm at the end of the racetrack. I've won, and there is to be a reward. And then he says, I have kept the faith. I want that to be said, that I've kept the faith, that the great truths and doctrines of the Word of God, that we've stood for those things. Now, these are the tremendous statements here, and this is something that I think that we should note.